This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Bo!
Adam.
Travis?
Yes.
Hey, I don't know about you guys, but I saw this article that said that online shopping accounted for 58,000 COVID-related consumer fraud reports from January 2020 to October 18th of this year. That's more than any category of fraud, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Consumers lost a total of 48 million. Now, just remember one thing. When you think about that, we know that that is a small fraction because so many people won't complain to the FTC.
I bet you it's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you got to figure that's like not even a 20%, 10% of who actually got hit, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. People are shopping more online. They would have been anyway, if not for COVID. But with the COVID cases spiking again, I think that people are, you know, staying out of stores, going online, and then getting got.
Well, no, and there's the holy trinity of getting got in the holiday season: fake retailers, social media scams, and missing package scams. I've gotten a few of those missing package thingies. Have you guys?
I haven't gotten any this season, but I got brushed once.
How does your hair look?
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
Oh, you mean that brushing?
No, someone sent me a weird little nylon bag, and I didn't know what the heck it was, and then I realized I'd been brushed and went online, and this particular nylon bag was, according to Amazon, the best nylon bag that ever existed and had 50,000 reviews. And, you know, brushing is just that scam where they send it to random people in exchange for being able to write reviews.
I think one of the main things that people need to keep in mind is how easy it is to set up one of these scams. It's really easy to create a fake website. It's really easy to send out a mass text linking to malware. So in any of these, every time you like come across one of these scams, it's something that does not require a lot of effort or a lot of time on the part of the scammer.
But, you know, the whole theory is, you're supposed to be giving and receiving gifts. You're not supposed to be the gift that keeps on giving. Welcome to What the Hack, a show about hackers, scammers, and the people they go after. I'm Adam Levin, chairman of the Cyber Insecurity Guilt Society.
I'm Bo Friedlander. I like to see exactly what happens when I push, like, this button.
And I'm Travis, Santa's grumpy helper.
Today we're talking with Liza Schnabel. She's a mom who went to great lengths to find the perfect holiday gift for her kid, but the results were, well, a little surprising. Where are you coming to us from?
I'm coming from Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
So it's a little chilly there, eh?
It's really chilly and it smells like snow, and we're expecting snow or freezing rain.
Well, coming to you from Phoenix now, I can tell you that we haven't seen that in a very long time.
Oh, wow. You sure haven't.
Yeah. I mean, I would go outside probably and say, where are those strange white, wet flakes coming from? But
Right.
Not going to happen. It was 55 the other day, and people were going, my God, we're in the middle of a cold patch.
Right.
So anyway, what do you do?
Right now I'm on leave. I work for Amazon and I do two jobs. I'm a toss boxes on the belt, and I also train the delivery drivers.
So you work in a warehouse, Liza, or not in a warehouse?
I do work in a warehouse.
To actually toss in boxes?
I do when I'm not delivering drivers. Training drivers, yes.
Delivering drivers would be more interesting. How do you do that?
Well, there's my dyslexia for you.
Yeah, gotcha. It's interesting to me, Liza, that your job is all about focus, 100% focus.
Yes.
And you know, how does that play into well, you're here today because something happened, right? So what did happen?
So I told my son, well, I didn't tell him, but I wanted to get him a Nintendo Switch for Christmas. And extravagant, big pricey item, you know, but he earned it. He's, you know, earned it. He got his A's and good behaviors and things like that. So I decided back in October to beat the rush. So I take my time and I find a deal. They're all running between $299 and $350, depending on which Switch you get, with games or no games or the new OLED just came out and stuff like that.
The Switch thing is, like, let me guess, I'm a gazillion years old. So this is like Atari, right, with Pong?
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, basically your Nintendo console in your hands with a phone, with a screen.
And oh, you've so it's got, more like a spaceship.
You hand it, yeah, it's handheld.
Gotcha.
Let's take a moment to appreciate how old Bo must be to remember Atari.
Well, how old I remember, he be?
I remember Tetris. I remember Donkey Kong.
Yes.
Adam, hold on now. Liza will know this too. I to this day play Tetris. I find it very soothing. I still play it. When I want my brain to go dead, I play Tetris.
When you're sorting boxes in the Amazon warehouse, one of their training modules is playing Tetris.
Really?
Oh, right, because you're on a wow, I'd be good at Amazon.
The boxes fit in the bags, and they're all just custom designed. The bags, the delivery bags where the neighborhoods are built, and the boxes. So you have one big box, it gets four quartered, you know, good old geometry. So we play Tetris. So anyway, back to the Switch. So
This
is the new deal, the new go-to game console thing.
So this thing is like a real big deal video game thing.
Big deal.
Huge. You cannot.
Right, and you said that basically the price is between $200 and $300. You would have faced a problem on eBay with $1,000. So what was the deal that you got offered?
So I went on this website. It was right around, you know, Black. They're starting all their deals and sales early. So I Googled Nintendo Switch, and you know, the usual hits came up, the big box shopper, and then the mom and pops come up, and then I find this one that's Hooli Game that was direct out of China, and I thought, oh, that avoids the shipping crisis. The thing won't end up on a boat, and I won't have to worry about when it's, you know, it might end up on a boat. So I placed my order. And for $197, I got it 70% off with a game through the website. I went to the website through the listing on Google.
So it was a listing on Google. It was a website. It wasn't the website of the manufacturer, though, right?
No.
And it was 70% off?
Yes.
Black Friday. Black Friday, like, here you go. Gift from heaven.
Early Black Friday deal. Too good to be true.
Too good to be true. Famous words.
I said to myself, a little early for the Black Friday specials, but you know, you just never know because this is a hot commodity. This is something everybody wants. So I clicked through and I made my purchase, got the confirmation number. They said they would ship it. They would send me the tracking number in, I don't know, 48 to 72 hours. I said, that's fine. I had to email them. I was like, hey, I haven't got my tracking number yet. And they said, okay, here's your tracking number the next day because I'm dealing with China.
Now, wait. You didn't get a tracking number immediately? You just got a confirmation, which is normal.
I just got a confirmation number.
And that's normal, right? You get a confirmation, this is your, and the next day you get a tracking number because it's shipped.
Yeah. So it took them a day or two. It was like a Thursday or Friday when I made the order. So I always give them the weekend. Mm-hmm. So on Monday or Tuesday, I got the tracking number and then I started tracking and I'm like, ah, my package. And it's kind of fun in a nerdy, geeky way to track your packages on UPS and stuff.
Oh, sure.
It's like watching Santa Claus go around the world on Christmas night.
Merry Christmas.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
So this thing gets is coming out of Wuhan.
Oh.
And we all know where Wuhan is nowadays, right?
Wuhan.
So I make that order. And then from there, I just kind of sit and check it, you know, compulsively for a few days. And around the November 11th, that was October 25th, I ordered it. Around November 11th, it ends up, it gets into the hands of the U.S. Postal Service in China.
In China.
So I'm thinking, cool. It'll get flown across the Pacific so it won't get caught up in the shipping backlog. So the thing gets flown into L.A. Okay. And from L.A. it gets up to Palatine. It goes to Illinois. Hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, that's kind of knowing shipping and I work in that background. I work in logistics. Everything is normal to me. I still have some kind of hesitancy because of the deal. And you never know, you know.
So you actually were wondering, like, okay, this was a very good deal.
This is, oh, yeah. Too good
of a
deal.
Let's see what happens. Gotcha.
Let's see what happens. And everything in the shipping process, it all seemed normal. Everything kind of took a little bit longer than I expected. Wasn't too worried about it till about Thanksgiving, week before Thanksgiving, when it started bouncing around Chicago. And it went from post office to post office. It went to the three different post offices in Chicago. And I'm like, well, that's not normal. So I'm like, this is, and I can't, on the tracking information, it always lists my address.
Which is in Rhode Island, in a totally different part of the world.
Yeah. But we get our fulfillment with Amazon comes out of Kentucky and stuff, you know? So not everything comes from your neighborhood when you order stuff.
And were these notifications through email or text?
I'm in their text. I get text notifications, but I also went into the international tracking website they have.
Okay.
To track the package. And by the time it got into the USPS hands, I could track it through that website. So roundabout, you know, it goes to Palatine, Forest Park, Bedford Park, Chicago Heights. And I'm thinking, this is bizarre. And finally, it arrives in Chicago Heights. And I'm like, okay, great. It's going out for delivery. Sorting, processing complete. Arrival at unit. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't live in Chicago.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric e-bike.
With an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, it's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Plus, every Electric e-bike ships free and only requires quick, toolless assembly.
This is my first ever e-bike, and the experience has just been great. I was a little bit intimidated at first because I hadn't gone biking in a while, but the 500-watt motor that the Electric e-bike comes with really gives you a nice little boost, especially if you're trying to go uphill or pick up some speed.
Data shows that e-bike riders take their bike out more often. That means You get more exercise, more exploration, and wait for it, fresh air.
And riding an e-bike isn't like, it's not cheating. It's just making it possible for you to be out there longer on each ride. And speaking of things going a little slower, you can finance electric e-bike for as little as $49 a month.
Get into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. And please mention that What the Heck with Adam Levin sent you in the post-checkout survey.
That's electricebikes.com.
So Bo and Adam, you guys know I'm a bit of a privacy geek, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, totally. I really just don't like the idea that just about anyone can find you online, can find out where you live or your email address or your phone number or anything. I just think that entire idea is super creepy.
There's so much of my data already out there, but is there something that you can do?
Yeah, actually, you can use Delete Me. Delete Me is a service that pretty much does the heavy lifting for you, where they go to all the data brokers that they have on file and just pull your data and delete it on a regular basis.
I use it. I like it. And they make it quick, easy, and safe to remove your personal data online.
Well, yeah, with these data brokers, they can accumulate huge amounts of your personally identifiable information. And if all that information gets into the hands of a bad actor, that opens you up to a lot of risk.
And if you act now, you can get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/WTH and use promo code WTH. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/WTH and enter promo code WTH at checkout.
That's joindeleteme.com/WTH, promo code WTH, which stands for What the Heck. And we thank you for supporting Delete Me and What the Heck.
So I call the U.S. Post Office, and the only response they have for me is to call the post office in Chicago Heights. The guys are like, it's out for delivery. The only way you can refuse delivery is through our website. So I'm on the phone with the guy. I'm refusing delivery on the website. It's through the United States Postal Service. The guy doesn't understand why it's not working. So I said, okay, I'm going to track down the person who lives there and say, hey, that it got misdelivered to your address. Would you please forward it to me? I actually left a message on the person's home or the phone number attached to that address. Never heard back.
Yeah.
Turns out that it was a pair of sunglasses.
It was a pair of sunglasses.
Delivered to Chicago Heights.
And not a Switch.
And not a Nintendo Switch. The lady on the other end of the phone was just like, okay, you want your sunglasses?
So how did this make you feel?
I was a bit upset. I mean, you take your risk. I took the risk knowing... Not knowing that it was going to be a scam, or not assuming that. I didn't want to assume the worst.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
I was too excited to get this Nintendo Switch for chump change. You know, $197. With a game. Came with two games. So that's a deal. And, I felt rather deflated when it turned out to be sunglasses. And I had to laugh because two summers ago, I received a same package. And ironically, somebody else did that. And I ended up at their sunglasses. So I had a laugh, but I also was like, shit. And in the middle
of at that point been like, oh my gosh, now it's like super late. And I still don't have.
That was...
the Red Ryder rifle with extra whatever.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
What am I going to do? So in the middle of all of this, my bank calls me and they're like, yeah, this, you've got two charges for $197. And I'm like, two charges for $197? No. It should be one charge for $197. So they refunded me one $197 charge. And I was like, we both agreed that we would let one of them go through. Because I'm still kind of balancing whether it's a scam or not. And so I got the refund on one. And then I should be getting the refund on the other. So in the meantime, I a little frustrated, anxiety provoking, this just, I deal with high anxiety to begin with. And just not a happy thing. So try to still have a sense of humor. I get on the horn and now Nintendo Switches are up to $350 to $400.
And was this around Thanksgiving weekend when you found out about this?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Over Happy Thanksgiving.
Is the website that you bought it off of, what did it look like? Was it a convincing e-commerce site?
Yeah, it was a mom and pop, convinced, basic, down and dirty mom and pop website that you would see, from third party sellers, from parties, people that just want to get their product out there and don't really know, they know the product will sell more than, they don't need the fancy website to sell the product.
And was it, do you know enough, like when you're looking at it, do you know what it looks like to see what a secured URL looks like? HTTPS?
Yes. And it had the lock, and the whole thing looked absolutely secure.
Ah, okay.
Well, we've seen a number of scams where they will create websites. They'll even get fake digital certificates. So now, tell us about the Facebook message you saw.
So, it was a message on my feed.
Right.
And with a link. And I said to myself, what? Nintendo scam, blah, blah, blah. Click this link to find out, the 10 most scam-worthy websites. Mine was like right there in the top five. The Kukuli Gamey. And in the process of all of this, they had shut down the website. They had shut down the email. They had shut down everything from that window from October 21st to the 26th.
Right.
They had, in the window that I had ordered everything, that's when everything became obvious that it was fraud and that they shut everything down. So they were able to get my money, but nobody else's. It was
across 5 days. They were open for 5 days, Liza?
I don't know if they were open for 5 days or not, but I know that from the time I saw that article to the time I placed my order, they had pulled up stakes and disappeared.
It's like hit and run. It's hit and run.
That's, it's like guys selling fur coats out of the back of a truck.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Like a snap, Goodfellas in the 21st century.
Yeah, it felt very Goodfellas. Yeah, real.
It's a pretty common scam, actually, where it's actually relatively easy to set up an e-commerce site. You can offer a very, very steep discount on something that's super popular or in demand, and then run it just for a few days until people start getting wise to it, and then shut it down, and then start that up again.
Yep. It's like the guys on the. As guys on the street corner selling Rolexes during the holiday season.
Oh yeah, no. And when the cops show up, they all just they throw a blanket over the top of it and run.
Yeah.
So here you are. You get scammed during the holiday season, which I imagine not only do you feel bad being scammed, but to be scammed during the holiday season is even worse. It's not like you're feeling of good cheer with all this.
True. But I was able to recover pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So
how'd you do it? Obviously, you went, you ordered another one. Was your bank cooperative?
Yes, they are. All I had to do was send them my postal tracking document that proved that it wasn't what it was. And, I've got my money back.
So you got a new bank card, new number, all that?
Yes, I did end up having to get a new bank card. And that's kind of a hassle.
Right.
So I didn't really lose out anything other than the anxiety and stress of whether I was going to be able to fulfill my son's prophecies and become this, like, the holy grail in our family.
It's always good during the holiday season to have the holy grail thing going on, for sure.
Oh, man.
But I mean, it also was a tremendous waste of time for you. Like, you definitely was a time suck to deal with this.
Oh yeah.
How long did you spend? I was just trying to get a feel for the amount of time you spent. You know, did you spend more time tracking this package and trying to figure it out, or actually just taking the $300 or whatever the deal was later? When you had to just bite the bullet and buy something.
It took me by Thanksgiving weekend. The Friday of Thanksgiving weekend, I'd already gotten a new one. So
you figured it out.
I'd figured it out. And I just sucked up the $299, $300 for a new one.
But it was a month-long process.
Do you think that you could have spotted this had you Googled the e-tailer that you were looking at? Or do you think it wasn't possible at the time?
If I'd done better due diligence on the on the bells going off in my head, like Googling the website, really, you know, looking, okay, it's a mom and pop website. That was definitely a bell in my head. Yeah, there were some things I kind of could have done a little bit more due diligence on. Looking back, hindsight's always 20/20. But I can, you know, those things really, I should have paid closer attention to.
So it's kind of like the warning bells of Christmas, right?
Ah, the warning bells of Christmas. Ding dong.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
What are some of the things, Travis, you look for on a website that were the warning bells?
A big one are online reviews. That's something where if something has just really only popped up in the last week or two, that's usually a good indicator. Unfortunately, it's not that hard to make a fancy bells and whistles type of e-commerce site relatively quickly, or just to be able to keep on copying them. Another big one is just how much accountability that they have. Do they have contact info? Do they have a physical mailing address, especially in the States? That's an important one. Do they have a contact form to be able to, you know, let them know if you're not getting something? A phone number, all those other sorts of things are sort of the smaller details there, I think, end up sort of revealing whether or not something is a little bit more suspicious.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, though, I've made mistakes with legitimate companies when I really wanted to buy something and gotten burned just for money, basically. You know, just, you know, somehow I ended up spending $200 more than I needed to. A classic example is I wanted to go hear a band that I really like, and I got tickets on StubHub, and it turned out the Beacon Theater in New York City still had tickets for sale. And they were $75. So, I mean, there's that sort of thing. But when you're super excited and you really want to get something, and it's even more amplified when it's your kid, and you really, you're like, I gotta get this thing for my kid, you stop thinking. And that is the very, at the core of this kind of scam, is just they know you're not thinking, because it's like a primitive thing. My kid wants it, I get it.
It's the kid card. If they play the kid card, and you're going to fall for it.
I fell hard. I got it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since you're there working at Amazon, is the solution only to order from Amazon, Best Buy, and you know other big box companies?
No.
Or can we support smaller retailers and just be careful?
To be quite frank with you, the only reason I shop at Amazon, I'm with Amazon because I work at Amazon and I get a discount. So I only use it for large purchases. I really don't shop online most of the time.
So it is better to support a smaller retailer if you can.
I always seek out local.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up local. I will drive. If I could have found it locally, I would have gone locally.
Okay.
But, you know, I also think, too, coming out of the pandemic, it's almost patriotic to not saying you shouldn't shop the big boxes. Absolutely. If you can support a local retailer, especially after all that we've all been through, that's a good thing. That, as we say, that's a mitzvah.
Yeah,
the most awful thing, Adam, about this kind of scam actually is the way it gives mom and pop shops a bad name, because they don't deserve a bad name.
No, they don't.
Well, no, I mean, today, actually, Adam, you're going to be sad. I was buying you a T-shirt, a very funny T-shirt. And when I went through the whole process, I'm pretty sure it was a fake site. And think about how easy it is to create a website that's selling T-shirts. You just can take images from anywhere online and put them on your site and sell nothing, sell air. And that's what I found I was doing this afternoon. And I stopped because I didn't want to buy air. I wanted to buy a T-shirt for you. And I did decide, actually, I was going to go look for it in a store.
Well,
there's a store near me that has that.
That actually bummed me out, Bo, because I created that website hoping that you would come to it. So that then I could get even more.
So you could make fun of me so that you could say, ha, 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 ha.
Absolutely. So it's like, I got you. Yeah. Hey, listen, this has really been pretty amazing, the show. And we can't thank you enough, Liza, for being on the show with us. And I'm glad you were finally able to get this gift in time for the holidays. And we really very much appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Thank you. You're welcome, guys.
I just got back from France, and there was a lot of stuff I couldn't stream because I was in the wrong region. But using NordVPN, I was able to stream everything.
I use NordVPN too, but it's more to protect my private data, like bank details, passwords, and online identity. There are a million trackers online that are just sort of watching you, and NordVPN is a great way to get around those.
NordVPN can switch your virtual location, allowing you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price.
If you're traveling and you're using public Wi-Fi, NordVPN can protect you wherever you are.
It's not just that. NordVPN also comes with threat protection, which helps protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites.
NordVPN is the fastest VPN in the world, and it'll only set you back the price of a cup of coffee a month.
To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/WTHack.
And hey, there's no risk. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Check the link in the podcast description. Adam.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
I guess my biggest takeaway from this is that I'm still shopping at mom-and-pop shops. If I can go to a smaller place, I'm going to. But the other thing is I feel like I need to put 10-pound weights on my fingers when it comes to these deals, because you need to go slower. You have to think about it. You have to check the website and see if it's for real. And like, if you think you have 10 seconds to buy that Bruce Springsteen ticket, you might not do it.
No question. And the whole thing is pause, because the Santa Claus you may get are the claws of a hacker.
Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's like, oh no. No.
Just resist the urge, I think, is the main lesson. Everyone wants a PS5. Everyone wants a Nintendo Switch. If you see it and it's at a 75% discount, no one is trying to lose money on these big ticket items.
And you're not, like, there's no way they're discounted. Just no way.
Right. Why would they be?
It's like discounting a, you know, I don't know.
Diamond.
A diamond. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I think we can come up with 3 points. There's three of us. Let's do it. So what's yours?
Well, the first one I always say is check the source if you don't want remorse, which means Google the retailer.
Mm-hmm. And see what the results bring back. I would say I'm going to give HTTPS is mine. If you don't see a lock up top by the web address, go somewhere else.
I'd have to say to always check the reviews of any site, especially before you provide them with any payment information.
All right. Sounds good.
These aren't the silver bullet, but it's certainly a good place to start. And remember, always question, always verify, and never trust.
Hi-ho, silver.
And on that incredibly positive note, we want to wish you a happy, healthy holiday season.
And, you know, if you want to get us something for Christmas or the holiday season, just a little present, show of your appreciation, what could they do, Travis?
Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
What the Heck with Adam Levin is a production of Loud Tree Media.
It's produced by Andrew Steven, the man with two first names.
You can find us online at loudtreemedia.com and on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Adam K. Levin.